Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we would Zoom with Jack Ingram. Jack would join us from his home in Texas. We would talk about how the last few months have been for him. It's been interesting for everybody, I know, and talk about a very timely new single called Times Like These. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Jack Ingram.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
That is Jack Owen Ingram in the distance, ladies and gentlemen. Please, if you would, step forward, sir, and address your audience, your adoring fans all over the world on WSM Radio and Circle Television.
There you go.
Here to serve. Present and ready. Jack Ingram right here.
You were telling us just before we went on, Hayes Carl said that during quarantine he'd been reading self-help books. I was telling you, you were asking how things were in Nashville, and I was explaining how one of the big changes as far as live entertainment for us has been we've gone from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday Grand Ole Opry shows to one show without an audience, 1 hour on Saturday nights, which you can only hear on WSM Radio and see on the live stream on Circle Television. And you said that you went from working like that to absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I'll leave the four-letter word out of it, but yes, I've gone from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday for the last 30 years to basically zero. It's been weird, to say the least.
And where do you join us?
I was talking to a doc. So right now I'm in Marble Falls, Texas. Where's she been? Here, I'll give you a look.
Oh, it's pretty.
Is that Horseshoe Bay?
Yeah, it is.
Look at that hammock. Looks so nice. That's living the life.
My legendary Texas Tech coach, Spike Dykes, retired at Horseshoe Bay. I used to go up there.
You're correct.
I would go visit Spike him there. And a Country Music Hall of Famer named Floyd Tillman. He spent his final years in Marble Falls.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There was a guy who, Tom Rossley, lived next door who used to play golf with Spike Dykes.
Yeah.
He was a coach with Mike McCarthy at Texas A&M.
Well, while we're going down memory lane, Jack, I saw you at Cowboys Dance Hall in San Antonio many years ago when I worked for Channel 5 there. What live venue do you miss the most, and where did you last perform before you went into lockdown?
Well, the venue that I miss the most is probably Green Hall.
Oh, yeah. Grist Mill, baby. Get one of those cheeseburgers.
That's right, just down the road.
Yep.
And I don't remember the last place we played before the lockdown. I don't know.
You just named one of the best ones in Texas.
But Green Hall. What I really miss is, so like Bill and I just talked about, for 30 years, let's just say every other night, for lack of real timing, but every other night for 30 years, I got this dopamine shot in my brain that said, everything's okay. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And for the last 6 months, I know the good thing about being a country music singer is that I know you'll understand this. It'd be like just quitting smoking cold turkey after smoking for 30 years and you the cigarettes are just gone. You can't have one. It's kind of like imagine the white knuckling that's going on. And it's not just me. It's Hayes Carl. It's hell. I mean, Brad Paisley resorting to hosting late night shows.
Actually, Brad, he found a way to work his way into Labor Day weekend with Carrie Underwood. I'll be hosting the Opry on WSM Radio and Bobby Bones on Circle Television this weekend. But they're actually playing the Opry. They get to play for an hour and share the stage without an audience, but at least they're out there gigging.
At least they're doing something. Yeah, it's been a real trip. It's been really strange.
One of the things artists have said to us is that they, while what you just described covers everyone we've spoken with, there are those who have, particularly those with younger children, who have said, you know, I really enjoyed this downtime and time with my family. I didn't realize how much I was gone. Mm-hmm. Has that been the case for you at all?
Well, those are people that like their children.
like being around them.
Yeah, I guess the thing is, those people have young children. Yeah. My children have opinions and attitudes and their own agendas. No, I mean, I have enjoyed that. It's nice. That's been a luxury. But, you know, the funny part about this career has been, you know, I mean, yes, when my kids were young, I was on the road a lot, and I had to come, and I would come home. Like, I would leave, let's say I was playing Lexington, Kentucky. I would go to the nearest airport at 4:30 a.m., catch a 6 a.m. flight, come back home for 3 or 4 days, then go back out and meet the bus wherever it was. And so I've always enjoyed my time with my kids. And this is no different. You know, I've really enjoyed the time with them. And they're 14, 16, and 18. You know, I have a senior in high school. And so, yeah, of course I'm enjoying that. Of course, I always have. But, man, I feel like the yin without the yang, without music in my life right now.
Have you been able to do new episodes of Texas Music Scene, or has that been put on hold for the last few months too?
I have. We've done 3 or 4 of those, and that's fun to stay in touch. But yeah, it's been. I did one from sitting right here. There's one. There'll be one next week. That's basically this.
Oh, how about that? With the lake in the background. So do the folks at Whataburger, as your title sponsor of Texas Music Scene, do they just, even though you've been quarantined, there's a delivery, like you wake up each day and there's a sack full of burgers from Whataburger on the front porch?
Hold on, I'll come get those taquitos in a second. Hold on. Yeah.
That's the life. That view and a cheeseburger every day.
not bad, is it?
If you just joined us, that's Jack Ingram. Out there on the lake in Marble Falls, Texas. We just featured your new single, Times Like These. Tell us about the relationship, the Next Waltz project, with your buddy Bruce Robinson and his wife Kelly Willis.
That's been a lot of fun. First of all, I'm real proud of Bruce. Yeah, I've known Bruce for 20 years, and when he started doing the Next Waltz, which is basically a home for this kind of music, where... Oh, you might hear the lighthouse right there.
There's Whataburger. There they just rang the doorbell.
Hold up, wait a minute. Wait a second.
What you were saying about Bruce? It's
so funny. Well, doing the Next Waltz is a labor of love for him, and I'm really proud of him for doing it, because you've known Bruce for as long as I have, and his interest in other artists that he takes now with the Next Waltz is a change of pace for him, as it is for any artist. You know, we care about ourselves first, and then maybe somebody else. And so it's been really cool to watch him flourish with this project. I've enjoyed it. And then just calling him up and him calling me up and going, "Hey man, come to the studio and let's make some music." We did do this during quarantine. I wrote the song during quarantine, and we recorded during quarantine. It's been a luxury to have him around. Just be like, "Hey man, I've got to make some music." And so that's what we did.
Well, Kelly posted this morning, his wife Kelly Willis posted this morning, said, "Whiskey for my men, soup for my children." I don't know if you follow her or not, but she's a funny lady. That is Jack Ingram.
Great, man.
Thank you so much for joining us from Marble Falls this morning. Wish we had you in studio. Don't get to see enough of you, but I love the opportunity to catch up.
Thanks, Jack.
Great to see you guys.
All right. You too, buddy. This is 650 AM WSM and Circle Television.
This desert wind is burning my face again. God, I'm missing you. Been running blind.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.